Good morning and welcome to your Damascus Daily Prayer Lab. My name is Aaron Richards. I'm one of the executive directors here at Damascus, where we are working to awaken, empower, and equip a generation to live the adventure of the Catholic faith. Also one of your co-hosts here on St. Gabriel Radio of Beyond Damascus, where encounter meets mission. Today, we're going to be reflecting on a gospel reading from Matthew's Gospel, chapter 13. And friends, this is one you're going to want to listen into, okay? The disciples approached Jesus and said, "Why do you speak to the crowd in parables?" He said to them in reply, "Because knowledge of the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven has been granted to you, but to them it has not been granted." Listen closely to this next phrase. "To anyone who has, more will be given, and he will grow rich. From anyone who has not, even what he has will be taken away." Wrap your head around that for a second. That sounds kind of the polar opposite of like the fairness gospel that I think we sometimes want to believe. Jesus continues, "This is why I speak to them in parables, because they look, but they do not see, and they hear, but they do not listen or understand. Isaiah's prophecy is fulfilled in them, which says, 'You shall indeed hear, but not understand. You shall indeed look, but never see. Gross is the heart of this people. They will hardly hear with their ears, and they have closed their eyes, lest they see with their eyes and hear with their ears and understand with their hearts and be converted, and I heal them.' But blessed are your eyes," Jesus says, "because they see, and your ears, because they hear. Amen, I say to you, many prophets and righteous people longed to see what you see, but did not see it, and to hear what you hear, but did not hear it." This gospel reading can be, I don't know, a little confusing for us. I want to pull two beautiful little Easter eggs out of here, okay? The first is this. How is it that Jesus can say, to anyone who has, more will be given, and to he, and he will grow rich, but from who has not, even what he has will be taken away? This is in direct response to the disciples asking, "God, why do you speak in riddles? Why do you speak in parables? Why do you seem to hide what could be made so clear behind, I don't know, sometimes a phraseology or a way of speaking that may just seem obscure?" Now, I would be lying if I told you that I've never had a question like this or a conversation like this with the Lord myself. And I trust, listeners, that many of you have as well. What Jesus is saying here isn't that, you know, the rich will get richer and the poor will get poorer. But what Jesus is saying is that the kingdom of heaven, the way to the kingdom of heaven, is a way that is straightforward and direct and simple. It's not hard to understand the Christian walk, but it requires humility. If we don't walk into the process with the willingness to go a different way, with the willingness to be corrected and led and guided, with the docility that our lives might need to be turned around in order for us to move forward, then we're never going to move anywhere at all. That's what Jesus is speaking about when he says, to anyone who has, more will be given. Who has what? Who has faith in the direction of the Lord Jesus. Just a little faith is all you need to be launched into a life of sainthood. But even in the best of circumstances, even in the best of environments, you know, you could be surrounded by miracles and signs and wonders, but if you don't have faith in the person of Jesus, if you don't have that foundation of relationship with him, if you're off base in terms of your focus, then even what he has will be taken away. Okay? Second point for you today. I used the term Easter eggs earlier, and it's a really fun term. Here's why. I think sometimes we have that same question of the Lord. Why is it so hard to find you? Why is it so hard to seek you out? Why is it so hard to find those moments of encounter and to find those moments of consolation? And I once heard a great example that, like I hide Easter eggs for my kiddos, I don't hide Easter eggs from them on Easter morning. I hide them for them. Why? Because it is my great joy to see them search and find the gifts that I have destined for them. It's God's great pleasure when we search and we find the gifts that He has hidden up for us so that we can come to find that, Lord, You've given us great things and You merely want us to partner with You in the process. Thanks for joining this morning. God bless.